Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.
Everyone, welcome to another video. So I wanted to make a video to follow up with the previous one about finance and insecurities, because I feel like there's a lot of things like I can actually include about this subject, but I didn't want it to make that video too long. So how insecurities affect your life, that's a huge topic. I don't think I'm gonna have enough time to cover in this video because it's a huge topic, but I'm just gonna kind of like dive right above it, right, just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. So insecurities is gonna put you in a mental place of taking decisions emotionally and not logically, because what insecure people do is they try to compensate something they lack in their life with something external, right? And that's a huge problem, because external things and material things and even people come and go in your life. They're not going to be always around you, helping you and with you or whatever, right? And because of that, if you depend on someone to feel worth it, like if you depend on someone to know your value, if that person or that external thing is what defines your value and is what covers your insecurity or compensates your insecurity, the problem with that mindset is that you're gonna end up losing your value really fast, and a lot of times throughout your life, because since you rely on something else, those things come and go, and whenever that person goes, well, you're gonna be in a hole and you're not gonna know how to deal with it, and you're not gonna feel like you're worth the value you really are. So as I've mentioned in other videos, I have other videos covering how to fix this insecurities, right? I'm not going to go in depth in how to fix it, just a little bit. So how you fix it is by working on something like abilities or something that you can carry with you all the time. It shouldn't be something external. It shouldn't be money. It shouldn't be material things. It shouldn't be persons. It should be some ability or something that gives you a sense of self-worth that you can always carry with you wherever you go, all right? Because that is something that no one can take away from you. For example, my sense of self-worth is working on my body, my health, and reading a lot of books and studying and working on my mind. That's what gives me a sense of self-worth. Even if I lost everything I have, every material thing I have right now, like everything, I would still feel like I'm a valuable person, because I know I have something to give to the world, and I know that I have something to help you, right? And that itself, knowing that I have something to give to other people to help them, gives me a sense of self-worth, and it's something that no one can take away from me. That's just one example, right? So insecurities is going to put you, as I mentioned in the beginning of this video, on an emotional perspective and mindset that is going to force you to make decisions financially, incorrect decisions. Like, for example, you're going to buy some material thing like a car, an expensive car or a house, just to impress other people around you, because you're trying to compensate for something you lack. You're going to force someone into your life, like a girl, to be with you because you lack something in your life and you want to compensate with that girl, which you think is gonna give you this sense of self-worth, and it might for a while, but as I've mentioned, you're making the decisions in a desperate mindset. So the persons that you bring to your life when you're desperate are not gonna be the persons that really fill you. When you're desperate, you're gonna force someone and you're gonna take whatever comes in, you know? When you're desperate, if this girl who's next to you is telling you you're pretty, or if this girl around you tells you, oh, you're handsome, whatever it is, you're just gonna take her into your life, you know, because you're gonna take whatever gives you a sense of self-worth. But when you're above this insecurity and you've worked on yourself and you know that you have a value above, you know you have a value in yourself and that you can carry anywhere, when you've worked on yourself, you're not gonna allow someone who is not up to your standards to come into your life. If, like, for example, if a girl comes to me and tells me, oh, you're this or you're that, like something positive, just because she says this to me, I'm not just gonna take her in, you know? It's because I know I have value and I've worked on myself so hard, so I'm not just gonna allow any person into my life. And that's the way you should see it. And the problem I see is that most people are desperate for this attention and trying to fill this insecurities by buying the material things, buying, using their finances incorrectly, using their bodies incorrectly, their social skills incorrectly. I mean, everything around them is bad because they're insecure and they haven't worked on themselves. And whenever someone tells them something positive, even if this person is super ugly, like in personality, they take them into their lives. And what you see after that is you see people with bad marriages, divorces, fat people. All of this is because they haven't worked on themselves and they're trying to rely on all these external things to fill their insecurities. And because they're so desperate to fill that void, that hole with something external, they make bad decisions. So I'm gonna say this one more time. What do you have to do? You have to find an ability, something that you can carry with you no matter what, something that no one can take away from you. The moment you start working on yourself and try to raise your value by getting these abilities, your self-esteem is gonna increase, your mindset is gonna start to, it's gonna start to be more positive, and the people you're gonna attract are gonna be of a higher caliber, of a higher standard. And all of this is because you've increased your value. You're also not gonna take desperate decisions trying to impress someone else. You're gonna make logical decisions which are gonna help you with your finance, they're gonna help you with your health, and they're gonna help you with your relationships. Most of the problems in the world, I can tell you this, are because of an insecure person. Insecure people is the reason why most of the problems in the world are happening. Finance, health, and relationships is what causes greed. And I could go in depth in this subject, like I could go really in depth in this subject, but I'm not gonna go into it right now. But anyways, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you drop a like, drop a comment because it supports my channel, and make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell. Remember, I'm working on a course only for people who are subscribed to my channel. We'll get notified about this. So stay safe. I'll see you in the next one.
Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.